Man, it made all the difference. You know, that became our battle. You know, football was over, and now it was about getting back. And to do that by yourself, gosh, I think, you know, I know I heard you guys talking to DJ about retirement. I think I would have considered retirement if I would have had to go through that by myself. But you're working out with a guy like DJ. Here's one of the most athletic guys in the NFL, one of the most competitive guys in the NFL. And day in and day out, getting in there with him and going through this and challenging each other and working together. And we were brothers before, but we really built that bond even more so. You know, you really know the person that you're with when you face adversity with them. So it was awesome. I mean, somebody I really have, I've always had a ton of respect for. But again, I don't know if I would have made it to this point right now had it not been for working with DJ.
Mike, any limitations for you physically right now, or are you ready to go?
I felt great. I felt great today. You know what I mean? I think you got to take it day at a time. Obviously, running around, lifting weights is a good sign, but you never know until you get out there. But I'm really confident, especially the way I felt running around these past couple months, running around today. And again, that was a product of when you go through these injuries, you kind of got to start back at square one. So I've been focusing on my running form, focusing on the little things, because that's the best way to get back. And I could tell that today. I felt fast. I felt really good. So I'm hoping and praying that carries over to the field.
Mike, have you done any work out of your stance yet? Have you started trying to work on your get-offs at all?
Yeah, oh, yeah. This is the second, the season got done. We started working that stuff in, and it's just been getting better and better.
So when you flex your foot, do you feel anything?
I feel great. Yeah, I got range of motion in my foot is good, and again, doing this stuff now it's a good sign, but until you put the pads on and get rocking, that's when you know that's when you really know what's going on. But I feel good.
We asked Derek this. You kind of got a sense of what life is like without football, because you're part of the team, but when you're not in there, you're kind of not. So
right.
Tell me from your perspective, how tough was it? Kind of really being on the outside, really, for the first time in a long time.
Right.
What's that like?
I always tried to be somebody that said, football doesn't define who I am. I'm a man of faith, and that's first in my life. Until football got taken away, and then I realized how much football actually means. It's so consuming, and it just it's every day. You come in here, and you're working with the guys, and you're grinding. And you're all going towards a certain goal, and then when that gets taken away from you. I mean, this is the hardest thing that I've gone through in my career, was to sit on the outside and watch this. I mean, to watch the games was killer. It was so hard. But it also helped me grow and learn and appreciate this even more. Being in here today, I going into my ninth year, usually you come in OTAs and you're excited to get back. But today I had butterflies like I was getting ready to play a game because, first time being back in this building and actually working with the team towards that goal. So it was a tough year, but I feel like – it really helped me grow, and I'll never take a second in here for granted again.
Mike, you were telling us this time last year you really wanted to improve the game and maybe become more of a pass rusher.
Right.
Having lost what you lost, like having missing last year, do you feel like that's realistic? You can take that next step now?
Yeah.
Or is that something you might have to?
Yeah, that's a good question. I really do, because again, I feel like one, and I think DJ touched on this. I got a year. I got a year to recover my Achilles, but it also gave the rest of my body a break. I had to focus on the littler things. So my run mechanics, my diet, all that stuff becomes even more important because it's so important to your rehab to getting back. So when you add that stuff up, I feel like I can come back even better than I was last year because I've had to focus on the small things to get back to where I want to be.
Are you taking the same approach as Derek is, that you want to ride this game out for another 3, 4, 5 years?
Yeah, I really want to do whatever God has for me. That's what I want to do. What I really feel like is I'm blessed for it. I'm going to take it one day at a time. I'm blessed for every day I get in here because, people would always say, this could be the last day you play. And I got a real taste. This past season. How fast it can get taken away from you. So I'm taking it one day, 1 minute at a time, being in this building.
Being year three now in the system for everybody, the expectation for you guys is?
Yeah, just to continue to improve. We were looking through the statistics from 2013 to 2014 and comparing them, and you just see we just continue to get better. We've mastered the system. You want to bring the new guys up to speed, and then continue to put a better product out there every Sunday. And I think we have, you know, we have the guys, we have the system to do that. We have the guys that are totally sold out and bought in. So yeah, just to continue to grow and get even better than we were last year. Gosh, I tell you, Rick and Aaron were incredible. I mean, to be going through that program with them. I mean, they know, you know, top of the line with everything we do. So I have a lot of respect for Rick. There were a lot of tough days. There were a lot of days I didn't want to go in there and look at those guys, but they kept us up. They helped us, and man, the program was incredible. And again, that's another big reason why I feel like I'm going to come back better this year, was because I got to work firsthand with Rick and Aaron. On a comprehensive program, not just on coming back from my Achilles. So they were a vital part of this whole process.
Hey, while you've been here, you know, some of you're a veteran. So how some of the kids, you know, looked under you? Like, I think Catapano's been working out, Jay Howard, these guys. How are they looking?
Yeah, I mean, we were laughing today. I was talking to Dontari. I mean, this is one of the best. This is the best group I've been around. In my years in the NFL. I mean, these guys look great. I mean, you see Jay, like you said, Jay and Catapano, those are two guys, man. If they went to the Pro Bowl, I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, they're going to be you saw it out of Jay last year. Mike had a hiccup, but I really feel like he has all the tools to be great. So this is a great D-line. I'm excited to watch those two guys continue to grow.
Thank you.